Welcome to Primary Attribute, or Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as is known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hi, my name is Adam. I play as Vaughn's, Cool, and Vaughn's original recipe. We all use the he, him pronouns. Our Vaughn's are the furry little fox folk friends. One's an alchemist, one's from the future. It kind of. It's a different unit. It doesn't count. And today we're squaring off at some creepy crawlies.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. I can't feel large portions of my face after the dentist.
Okay. I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, who is currently melded, living in Sidroa's body. So we're known as Weldroa, and we're acting as armor for Frymeath and trying not to marionette him.
What pronouns do you use?
we both use she, her pronouns.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold spelunker. We all use he, him pronouns, and we're squaring off with some ants.
If you get a chance, you should rate review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. And now I will do the recap, because I am very blessed in being able to feel all of my face right now. An equal amount. So, last time on Primary Attribute, they had rested up after the fight with the ghosts and then giant melded angry ghost creature and started heading back down towards the core. They found a three-way split in the road and had to choose between clearing a bunch of rubble, which we all know is boring, going into a hazardous area, which, I mean, Wealthy can't write a ticket for it because it's already clearly been declared, so why would you do that? And also, you know, it was probably super dangerous because maintenance actually bothered to lock it, unlike a lot of other areas. Or down the tunnel they chose, which was a natural-ish tunnel and seemed to be going the right direction. It was a maze of small passages, but they managed to stay oriented and keep going the direction they wanted to go, and also to stop quickly enough when part of it turned into basically a smooth ramp slash slide that would have just sent them shooting off into the unknown. Descending more carefully, they found themselves dropping down onto a giant shelf of stone on one side of a chasm that is crossed by three teeny narrow bridges. There's probably water somewhere far down below that they can hear, but that's kind of about it. But on the other side, another shelf of stone, with some tunnels continuing to go the way they want to go. Everyone split up to go across the bridges because they have a huge group of people and who wants to wait for 3 hours to have everyone go across. And that is unfortunately when large leathery orbs, I promise there is not really a better description in the monster manual for this, came tumbling out of those tunnels from the opposite side and threatened to Indiana Jones boulder the groups and or, you know, knock them around like bowling pins. Jesse bravely jumped forward and shoved one aside and ended up sending it into the chasm, much to its apparent displeasure. Grix, with some quick thinking, built a ramp and shot one of them off the side, using its own momentum against it. And Vaughn's bravely jumped out of the way and let his son, shield hold it back, but that one is still perched upon the bridge. And right as everyone thought they might have had the situation semi under control, ants started coming out from those tunnels, and they are not small. And so that's where we are picking up.
Oh, God. I don't know why we bother to play this game sometimes.
What does that mean?
just the peril over and over and over and over and like...
I mean, it's a role-playing game, my dude.
I know. It's just. Can we go back to the, you know, awkward dates?
You seemed to hate the awkward dates, also.
I did not like participating in the awkward dates, but I enjoyed listening to other people have awkward dates.
So you just want to watch other people have awkward dates?
Correct.
Okay.
Peril for some is peril is dinner for others. Yeah, that's where that was going.
Yep, all made sense.
Okay.
Sure.
But all right. So, like with most combats, everyone roll for initiative, please.
Oh, Jesse got a 1.
Okay. OG Vines got a 7.
Uldroa got a 2, which I guess means Frimey's got a 2 as well.
Works for me.
All right.
Grix got an 8, and Steamboat got a 4.
All right, OG Vaughn's got a 7, Cool Vaughn's got a 5.
Okay, and then I just need to roll. I'm just going to do columns of people, so we aren't here forever. Well, I guess they're rows in our current map orientation, but... All right, what a spread. So, you all are ready to lunge forward and go into a fight. Green is at the back of the line, and so she's just going to delay till the rest of you move or don't move. Because pushing past 4 people in a perilous balance situation is usually not the best plan. All right. Original Recipe Vons, you are looking as Shield struggles valiantly against the orb. And that is when the orb... Actually, you know what? Hey, Wealthy?
Mm-hmm.
Make an intelligence check. Because maybe you know what the orb is, and then I can stop calling it the orb.
That's a 14 plus 7 is 21 plus 2 is 23.
All right. You have heard of this.
Yay!
It's an Azkamoid.
Oh, well, now we're as smart as we were before. Azkamoid?
Yeah.
A-Z?
A-S-C-O-M-O-I-D.
Azkamoid. Azkamoid.
I will read, because I just want to prove that seriously, large leather orb is about as good as it gets. The Azkamoid is a large leathery ball, normally brown to red in color, dotted with multiple holes in its skin. They're usually encountered on vast open plains and any climb. They attack by rolling into and over opponents. At will, they can emit a gas from the various holes in their bodies. That is a really upsetting final clause,
that really is.
I read it. But it also is going to, you know, prove that it can do what it says in the book. And it emits a cloud of gas. How exciting. Let's see.
Trypophobia. There you go. Trypophobia. Mm. Fear of holes or bumps.
Yeah, I hope you don't have that.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the description is giving me that.
So, Vons, I have bad news for you. I think you're within about 10 feet of this thing, which means you get to participate in the roll.
How big are these little squares we're looking at?
They're 5 feet, but also it should really be kind of centered. By the nature of the map, I can't. It snapped a grid.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, no, I would say that that's, I'm in that radius.
Yeah. All right. So you're standing there. You're like, I'm safe, except for the giant ant coming toward me. But, you know, it's fine. And that's when the large leathery orb emits a cloud of noxious gas. And I need you to make a constitution check, please.
Oh, at least constitution's one of his primary attributes, I think.
It is not. It is intelligence and dexterity.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He just has like
first episode. You debated that so hard.
Yeah. That's why I remember it so well. Because I was like, you should take Dex; it'll save you. And then there were a couple times where wisdom would have saved you, and then I've been right the rest of the time.
Yeah, it probably should have gone into wisdom. Well, I don't know.
Dex has served you very well.
It's been good. Let's see, there we are finding the character sheet.
Shield remembers that they are the main character in a different story. And just flexes really hard or something, and it's fine.
Yeah, Shield seems like they were imported from a story where they were doing a lot better than Vaughn's has done.
That's, accurate. I feel like that is highly accurate.
Okay.
Shield used to hang out with G4 back in the day. All sorts of adventures.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. I rolled an 11, and I'm adding that to my... It's a dex saving throw. Or sorry,
it's a constitution,
saving throw. Now, we don't do saving throws a lot, thankfully.
They're basically ability checks unless you happen to have a bonus to saving throws.
Okay. So I add my level?
You add your level, and you add your constitution modifier.
Okay.
And then, Aaron, do you happen to remember off the top of your head, when you had poison handling... It gave you a bonus to saves against poison past a certain level, right?
They did.
Okay.
Not, like...
Not a lot, but...
A lot.
Okay. Vons, add 2 to your roll, because I always meant to give you poison handling, and I keep forgetting to do so.
Okay. I'll remember to put that on my sheet at some point here. So let's see here. That's 11 plus 1. That's 12 plus 2. That's 14 plus 10. That's 24. It's not terrible.
It's not. And you were very, very, very close. But not, but you know, horseshoes and hand grenades. So this gospel is out. You remember your training from being an alchemist, which says hold your breath, but also we've established that you have a bad tendency to just, you know, breathe in the fumes and wake up unconscious.
Oh, no.
You take 3 points of damage and are rendered unconscious.
Oof.
So you remember your training to, you know, wheeze real good. And then turns out that's bad training and you fall unconscious where you are currently standing, not rolling off the side of the cliff that you are at the edge of, thankfully. So what do Vons' dreams of when they are very suddenly borderline asphyxiated and fall unconscious? The most relaxing of dream states.
Yeah, probably just thinking about, I don't know, nachos. He's probably thinking about nachos. It's been a while. He's been down here a minute. Like, it's past his little foxy lunchtime.
He's been down here like 8 hours.
Yeah.
It was a long 8 hours.
Yeah, it's he's hungry by now, definitely. Thinking like these ants might cook up nice later. Could be delicious. Ant nachos.
Yeah. Grix, you're up.
All right. There's a blockage on the bridge. I can get by.
Yeah, you're small.
Cool Vons, right? Yeah.
And Cool Vons is also small. So, yeah, where do you want to go? You should be able to drag your character token.
Okay. Nope. No.
God damn it. Okay.
I want to go, I think, here. I'm going to get that. Yeah, I can get there.
All right. So, Grix, you run forward. You squeeze past Cool Vons and hop off to the left of Jesse. So you are now in the front row, facing down an ant with Jesse and FM slash.
Yeah.
You know, the well-drawn clothes horse.
Yeah. And I think that's all I can do, really. I don't have any spells that work like this, so.
Okay.
Well.
Let's see. Animals aren't very smart. General, so illusions work good.
Yeah, but my illusions just aren't like that right now. Everything's either way overkill or I didn't prep right for this.
Yeah.
That
can make it tough.
Yeah. No, I really don't have anything that's not way overkill. So I'm just gonna square off with my club.
All right. Got out your magic wand.
Yep. Whacking time.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, Grix, real quick, could you describe your magic wand? It actually hasn't come up in a while.
Yeah, it's a it's a crude stick that has been covered in big rivets and screws, and has magic runes carved in it, quote unquote magic runes. And I like to say abracadabra before I hit people with it.
Very nice.
And then they disappear.
Ideally.
Vons, come original recipe. You continue to be unconscious.
Okay.
As a rule, it has to happen at least one player character in every large combat.
Seems to.
Yay, that means probably it's not going to be Jesse this time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that shit. And if regular Vons is unconscious, that means no one's going to shoot explosives at each other.
We haven't ruled that out.
I know it's happened twice. Is there an additional time? Because I was teasing Adam about this yesterday. I'm worried I've overblown the incidents in my head.
It happened. I mean, not necessarily like an explosion of fire, but there was the time that he shot a foam at Jesse's head to trap the centipede, and then she couldn't do anything for like 5 rounds.
I was purely thinking of explosives, which was my bad. So
it worked though, right?
Sort
of. Grix basically almost died, and we had to call his ex-girlfriend to save him.
Well, it's his fault for putting that as his emergency contact.
Sometimes you just call your situationship and see what's up. All right. Shield is not going to become a giant dragon just yet, and instead will just hit things with a sword. Jesse, Dad is that you as a bastard sword and does 2d6 when wielded two-handed?
Oh, no.
No. Nope. D10, D12?
It does 1d12 two-handed.
All right. Shield is using a weapon of similar design, because they tall. Mm-hmm. And chops into the giant leathery orb real good.
Cool.
However, it continues to be orb-like and not just deflate with a sad balloon noise, much to...
Shield doesn't use a shield, right?
Correct.
Shield.
The shield is
a shield.
The shield.
Yeah.
Right.
Wit?
Yep.
Please roll a d20 for me and just tell me what you get.
13.
All right. That combined with Skrella's level means that he doesn't do something incredibly stupid and instead acts responsibly for possibly the first time in his entire life.
Cool.
All right, Skrella shoots magic missiles at the giant leathery orb that is currently blocking that entire bridge's path off the bridge, and also does a good bit of damage. Gulvans, meanwhile, manages to roll a negative number in the chat. All right, so, and then Alara is just going to put herself in front of Skrella because she can punch things and Skrella can shoot things, and so being in front of them seems like the better choice. All right, yay bridges, Gulvans.
Uh-huh.
You're up.
Well, cool.
You're at the very end of the bridge. In front of you is a vast plateau full of ants.
Just where you want to be. Not completely full.
Yeah.
It's got some player characters on it, too.
Yeah.
You're
right behind Jesse, for the listener.
Hey, does aid wake up a person who's unconscious from, like, gas?
Not in this case. If someone was at zero, I would say yes, because they'd have temporary hit points. And so that would push them up above zero. But right. Bonds is just unconscious.
Yeah, he's not out of hit points. He's just fish-nickered. Right.
He's just having an unfortunate sleepy time.
Well, I feel like Vons would notice that and maybe be a little worried about that. But then OG Vons has plenty of people around him who can probably help. Probably smarter just to worry about the ant situation here.
Yeah, there's an ant within charging and slicing distance.
Oh, you mean like if he were to charge and slice?
Yeah, you were just talking about dealing with the ant situation and just letting you know you're close enough that you can charge up to the entrance to the tunnel out of here where an ant is currently emerging and hit it with a sharp thing if you want to.
Well,
they're just ants.
Yep. Yeah, probably... You know, probably good to just go with his standard attack. His katana attack, I think, is the one to keep using here.
All right. So you charge on in?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't mean to railroad you. So if you want to do anything else, you're totally free to. Just more letting you know that you can go through Jesse's square and get there.
Oh, I imagine. Sure. Yeah, just sneak right around Jesse.
I was going to say, Jesse's tall enough. I feel like you can get under her her sword stance. Elbows or whatever, pretty easy, or, you know, just scramble through her legs, depending on how exactly she's standing.
Yeah. Just gonna charge the ant and do a standard katana attack that's rolling a d20.
D20 plus your base to hit, plus your strength. And then plus one on top of that because you have a bonus because Jesse has trained you in the way of the sword.
Sorry. This doesn't look amazing. I got a 4 on the die. The base to hit is plus 2. And also put, strength.
Did you intentionally put 2 exclamation points after your 20?
I don't know how that happened.
It's just highlighted differently than every other D20 roll I've seen, so I'm worried it did something weird.
maybe. I don't know. Derp, derp. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you just rolled poorly, I guess.
Anyway, yeah, I just rolled poorly, I think. I rolled a 4 on the d20. So the plus 2 on the katana plus strength, which is a negative 1. So that puts it at 5.
All right. And then your plus 1 from katana training?
A plus 1 from katana training. That cancels out the strength. So that puts it at 6.
Oh, boy. You bravely charge in and attempt to chop down with your katana. But giant ants have thick chitin. I'm going to double check because I thought the armor class was noted here and I was wrong. This is the kind of high quality prep you can expect from me when I apparently forget to write something in my notes. which has never happened before, ever, on this podcast.
Ever.
I'm just maintaining our brand. I'm a hero.
or wrote something down in your notes and then can't find them again.
Yeah. Luckily, this is in a book. All right. So, yes. Large ant, thick chitin, and you go and you try to chop down, and you think it's going to look super cool, and you just hit a ridge of chitin between its eyes, and it just kind of skitters off. You feel judged by its compound gaze.
Uh-oh. Side note, I'm not sure I reset my character sheet well enough. We would have started this whole down here adventure at full HP, right?
We would have been hurt last time, probably a little bit, maybe.
Was he hurt?
Impossible to say until the episode comes out.
By about 43 points?
No.
No, that seems like a lot.
Yeah. I don't think I've taken damage during this quest yet. I feel like that might have been a previous adventure.
Yeah. So you can put yourself back at full. Okay. Right. So Cool Vons tries to be cool, and it doesn't quite work out this time. Steamboat Willie.
All right. Hurling that spear.
All right.
I think I've got...
Where are you throwing it?
Oh, can I check line of sight with this?
Probably.
It's
funny.
I can hit that, I think.
Sure. It's a magic spear. You got clear line of sight. Go for it.
Yeah.
Or you could hit the orb.
Nah, hitting the other ant. The ant that's in the middle.
Okay.
Ugh. Actually, that's pretty good since I'm technically a knight. Not good enough. 16.
You hit.
Oh. Really? Okay.
Yep.
There's a lot to hit.
Okay. I thought that Vons didn't hit with higher than that.
Vons didn't hit with like a 6.
Oh. Alrighty then.
Yeah.
And then I do 10 points of damage with my slick spear of throwing.
Steamboat Willie, what does it look like when you kill a giant ant with your slick spear of throwing? TM.
Gooey.
Does the spear come back covered in goo?
No, the spear knows better than that. It it wouldn't be a slick spear if it didn't. It would be a gooey spear. It loses the stuff in flight.
All right.
Due to its slickness.
Doesn't just pause and rub like itself on someone's shirt.
It's like a non-stick spear.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Teflon spear.
It's like there's so many forever chemicals in this spear.
Yeah. It sheds micro spears.
This ant also takes a certain amount of microplastic damage. Mm-hmm. It's just won't be able to see it for another 20 years.
Don't eat that ant.
All right.
Poison damage, but you need to like roll a decimal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's poison damage. It does 0.1% damage. Yeah.
But it does roll every round for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
All right.
That thing's not going to be able to have kids now.
Well, it's dead. It is dead.
I know.
It does tend to.
Yes, that is fair.
It does tend to make it difficult. It's true. All right. The ants scurry forward. Cool Vons.
Yo.
There is a giant ant. It decides that you either look like a threat, your face looks delicious, or both. It's hard to say for sure. But it does try to attack you. What's your armor class these days?
That's a good question. I'm sure I've got that somewhere in my sheet here. 14.
All right. You are hit. For a brace yourself. Oh, that actually rolled very well, considering the low roll. You take 5 points of damage as the ant's little mandibles chomp on you.
Not the mandibles.
And then it scoots around to the side. Okay, and then it scoots around to the side as its friend comes on out and joins the party.
Well, that's...
Rude. You guys were on the leftmost bridge, so there's now 2 ants coming out from that little tunnel. The middle bridge, who thought they were safe because Steamboat Willy killed an ant, also gets another bridge. Another bridge. Hooray, free bridges. Also gets another ant coming out of the tunnel. And then the one on the right bridge that had Shield and Alara and Squirrello, and more importantly, Original Recipe Vons, and more importantly, in this exact moment, an Original Recipe Vons that is unconscious, has the ant charge up to him as another one comes out. And Vons, you aren't currently conscious to feel this, but the rest of you do see it. as the ant picks you up in its mandibles.
Well, fuck.
And starts turning back towards its tunnel.
Oh, no!
Well, Droa.
Well, Droa doesn't like seeing this, and I imagine that Odysseus is not particularly happy about it. So I think Odysseus is going to run forward, and I am going to pull... I am going to let Odysseus know that there's a magic wand in the bag that he's got tied around his waist, and I'm going to pull it out.
Okay.
And we're going to shoot, six. We can shoot the ant with six magic missiles.
Which ant are you shooting? For
the one that's got Vons.
Okay. So I will have.
Although I could stay right where I'm at and not put myself in harm's way.
Well, that side needs reinforcement, and you aren't in charge of the body, so. Because currently any backup to Vons is tracked behind a giant leathery orb. All right. But you have a magic missile wand.
I have a magic missile wand.
I need a dexterity check from you.
A dexterity check?
To aim your wand while it's held in a pseudopod.
No. Frymie should be able to hold it. And
to be able to use a wand, you need to be able to cast the spell.
No, all you have to do is say the magic word, which is Fizzywig.
I guess you are also acting as a glove, so.
Yes.
Or can be. All right.
Yes.
And then you're just going to slap your glue together and you're going to use your goo and push air through it and say Fizzywig.
You can just tell Frymie to say Fizzywig.
Yeah, Fizzywig.
You just hear him go, Fizzywig.
Fizzywig!
Roll the damage of the magic missile wand, is it? Slams into the ant that is carrying Vons.
All right, that's 4 times 6 plus 6. That's 16 plus 6 is 22.
What does it look like when this ant dies from being shot by so much magic missile wand it could have died twice?
So the wand, the missile hits the middle of its forehead. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and it just spatters. And it as each missile goes, the head spatters with the first missile, the neck spatters with the second missile, the thorax spatters with the third and fourth missile, and the abdomen spatters it with the fifth and sixth missiles.
You saved the abdomen for last, huh?
And unfortunately, Cool Vons is covered in ant goo.
I don't think he would mind, honestly. He doesn't seem bothered by ant goo in the least.
But you didn't hit Cool Vons.
No,
despite essentially shooting past
no,
him.
No, but he was
and
in...
so he's probably considering himself pretty lucky regardless.
Oh, yeah. A lot luckier than I was.
It's gravity blinks. Oh, man.
Yeah, but that was original recipe Vons, so.
Well, you just saved original recipe Vons, so.
Hey. Yeah.
All right. Original recipe Vons, as you are dropped, you start blinking back into consciousness.
Oh, good.
Plus, you were only going to be unconscious for one round, because I rolled very low.
Well, then I feel like nothing at all happened, but now I'm covered in deliciousness.
The middle row goes and does stuff. So the middle bridge is the one that had. And you're only going to get this list once this time, dear listener. Aramith, Harper, Goat Friend, The Cart, Mirror, May, and Elvin, in roughly that order. The goat cart is not very fast. And does not make it all the way across the bridge. But shockingly, the professional thief and the professional fucking swashbuckling pirate captain can run real fast. And so run towards the ant that is emerging to replace the one that Steamboat Willie killed. And one of them gets in range to try to hit it. And rolls decently with a dagger.
Uh-oh.
And so does decent damage, but does not kill it in one turn. All right. I need a quick... Actually, no. Last thing. Jesse. You're
yeah.
Up.
Jesse will, I can't see the map, so I'm just going to say Jesse goes to whatever is the closest thing that she can attack. What is it?
One of the ants, one of the ones that is, the one that just bit Cool Vons is the closest one to you.
Okay. I will swing, Dad, is that you at the ant.
All right, roll your attack roll, please.
That's 26 to hit.
Okay, that hits.
And that was two-handed. So that's 13 damage.
Jesse, what does it look like when you hit an ant with a sword so hard it dies? In one hit.
It looks pretty anticlimactic. It's just, she hits it, it goes down in a pile of ant parts.
Legs, antenna.
Sure, that sounds correct.
Mediocre script.
Toppings.
Out of curiosity, is Jessie one of those people that, like, knows a martial art where she yells when she strikes, or is she just silent?
No,
or somewhere in between.
You don't give away your position, my dude.
I figured. But all right, Jessie has slain one of the ants. Cool, Vons, your mild injury has been avenged.
Well, that's nice.
All right, I need wisdom checks from everyone, please.
That is 20 total on a prime.
23 on a not prime.
Grix got a natural 1. Steamboat got a 24.
Now it looks like Cool Vons got an 11. Original Recipe Vons got a 15.
Does that include adding your level?
Oh, no, it does not for neither of them. For Cool Vons, I guess I would put it at a 20. And for OG Vons, that's 25.
Okay, so I think if I remember everyone's roles right, pretty much everyone except for Grix, who is convinced that this is the best day anyone has ever had, I guess. And, Droa, who's busy correcting Odysseus's pronunciation of magic words or something. You're distracted. Everyone else, you notice the sound of alarm as the other people, who are not currently rendered on our map, but your rear guard, who is going across the bridge, finds out that they too get ants of their very own and are currently fighting them off. So your way of retreat has been cut off for the moment, although you don't seem too alarmed. So, but yeah, so your rear ranks are tied up fighting their own little battle. And with that in mind, new initiative roll.
That's 7 for Jesse.
That's 6 for Wildroa / Odysseus. Odysseus got rid of the gun, didn't he?
As far as you know.
Well, it might be cool if he would pull it out and use it.
Grix got a 6 and Steamboat a 9.
And Original Recipe got a 4 and Cool got a 5.
Crowded initiative order. All right. Steamboat, you're up first. The way ahead of you off the bridge is clear, although hasn't been much of a problem for you.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I'll get up there next to the ant and whack it.
Steamboat is the one that's currently in the middle of the bridge because you've been throwing your spear. Grix is the one who ran up.
Yeah, totally. I remember how it works with, variable initiative. That's totally fine. Steamboat will run up to the safe land and then throw the spear at the newly appeared ant over there.
Okay, the one that's attacking Cool Vons? Or about to? Or the middle one?
The middle one.
Okay.
I don't want to throw to that.
You do have a safer angle.
Yeah.
That doesn't involve trying to, fucking...
I mean, it's still throwing into melee. I don't know if that counts as...
Yeah, but you're not trying to, like, essentially knock an apple off of Cool Vons' head in terms of accuracy hit him.
Sure.
So, yeah. All right, roll your attack roll, please.
Oh, 3 on the die, so 9.
All right.
9?
All right, you throw your spear.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were questioning your own math or I missed
something. I'm teasing you, saying, maybe 9?
Yeah, maybe. This could be the day that it just loses a bunch of armor. All right, you throw your spear. You're still getting used to this. It is slick, after all. And your hand slips a little bit. It just arcs too high, essentially. Goes into the tunnel behind the ant. You hear it clank slightly as it pulls a fucking, 3-point turn in there. And then flies back into your hand.
Got it.
Oh, that's a neat trick.
The spear?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been doing that this whole time. Well, this whole dungeon. It's because it's slick.
Mm-hmm.
Slick Willy.
Slick Willy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call me now.
I want to keep calling you Steamboat because it makes me happy.
Yeah, but see, it's Steamboat and then, quote, Slick Willy, the Ant Slayer.
So you get both a nickname and the epithet. I like it. The orb apparently decides discretion is a better part of valor and scoots away at speed.
After it.
And starts heading away down the rock shelf.
Quick, it's getting allies.
It's going to report back. Okay. Jesse, you're up. Cool Vons is next to you. There is an ant in front of him that is clearly primed to attack, and that's about everything that's close to you right now. Although you could hustle on down and help out Aramith and Harper, were you so inclined.
Where's the... Did we hit all of the rest of the orbs?
All the other orbs are down except for the one that is currently running away. And that was the one that was on the bridge with shield on it.
Well, it's rolling away.
And it just farted on us.
Yeah.
Do they get any smaller when they do that fart attack?
Nope.
Can I still see it?
Yes, although it is pretty far away from you at this point.
If it were to get speared, Estimate. Would it explode with gas?
I'm counting.
How far away?
Why, about 60 feet.
I will shoot at it with my long compound bow.
Sick. All right. Roll your attack roll, please.
And I will have the plus one on it because this is the first time that I'm doing that today.
Hell yeah. The D's got degrees, bow.
Well, I rolled a 19.
That hits.
Plus 11 is 30.
That hits.
And then the damage is 1d8 plus 2. That's 8 total.
All right. Your first bolt sinks into it. It's starting to look a little deflated in terms of morale, if not physically. You think you're getting pretty close to taking this thing out. As far as a leathery orb with holes on it can have obvious emotions, it appears to have decided that it's scared and fuck this shit. Mm-hmm. So, you didn't take it down, but you got it closer.
Okay.
All right. Well, Jeroa.
All right. I'm going to try and take out this one here.
Okay. So, you're going for the one that was heading towards the rightmost bridge, the shield, original recipe bridge. Okay.
Yeah.
Magic missile one again or something else?
All right. I'm not too keen on, using my magic missile just because I have, tentacles. I'm going to go ahead and, try the tentacle thing again.
Okay. To cast or just to hit?
To cast.
Okay. What are you casting?
I'm casting... Well, I'm hitting... I'm using magic missile.
Okay. All right. Roll another dexterity check. Add a d6 to this one. Because you're getting the hang of it. Slowly. Hopefully.
Okay. Wait a second. Another a d6?
So roll a d20, a d6.
D20.
Add your level and add your dexterity modifier.
Okay. Just a second. All right. Okay, so that's 11 plus 17 is 17. And my dex modifier is 2, so 19.
All right, that's pretty good. You managed to avoid almost fragging Odysseus like last time, and instead aim correctly at your target.
Okay. My magic missile currently holds 4 shots, so... 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 9 plus 4 is 13.
Aren't you currently casting as a third level wizard? Or was it fifth?
It's a third level.
Okay. I thought you only got 2 at third level.
Is it only 2?
Because you get a d4 and then you get an additional d4 for every 2 levels.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so then I screwed
it'd
up.
It'd be 2 d4 plus 2 currently.
Okay, so that would be 6 plus 2 is 8.
Okay. You cause the ant to stagger under the weight of magic missile blows. Since Odysseus is not being used as a mobile weapons platform, he will try to do his own hit, and will hit, and takes advantage of the stagger to swipe down with a giant flaming serrated obsidian blade. Can you tell what level the characters are reaching, dear listener? And basically chops the legs off one of its sides, and it flops over and presumably dies of shock. So that ant has now been slain.
Woo.
With the power of teamwork. And also a lot of magic. Magic was definitely involved. It's the ant's turn. Jesse, you are being attacked by a large ant.
That
appears
no.
to have decided you are more of a threat than Cool Vons.
Shocking.
What is your armor class these days?
My AC is 20.
Hot damn. Mandibles have nothing on. Yeah, okay. leather or thick iron armor.
Greek iron armor.
Greek ensemble. Yeah, they opens its mandibles. It tries to clamp down. Does a little bit of a chewing motion as it kind of tries again, like clink, 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 clink. And then waves its antenna in consternation at you. From behind it, another ant does appear. And this one is going to attack Cool Vons.
Ooh.
Because as a player character, he can never know a moment's rest.
You wanted sentience.
You signed up to have the spark of life in your eyes. Cool Vons.
Uh-huh.
Does a 14 hit you?
I don't know, actually. We're like in the neighborhood. Let's see.
Yeah, I was going to say that's close, and I don't remember exactly.
His AC is currently 12, I think. I haven't added all of his armor and stuff. His new Shadowed Knight armor stuff for kick-ass evasion gives him a plus one. That only brings it up to 15.
15 seems high. So 10 plus your dex modifier.
10 one? Plus
dex. The armor bonus? You mean plus the armor bonus that high?
Well, it says considered expert armor, so has a plus one AC over standard leather.
Okay, and I think standard leather's 2? Maybe 3? 14? Call it high or low, because I can't remember right now.
Low.
Your armor saves you.
Okay, what's his AC at?
What kind of armor do you have? What are you trying to look up?
It's the stuff that we picked up when we leveled last shopping last. The Shadowed Knight armor for kick-ass evasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is leather, which I think is plus 2. Has an additional plus 1, and then Vons has a plus 1 to AC, I think. Because your dex modifier is only plus 1, right?
My dex modifier is a plus 1, yes. Okay. Yeah, I didn't get any plus 2s when I rolled these guys.
Okay. So I think that would have hit you, but if you are fairly certain that your armor is your AC is 15, I will roll with that.
Let's
see. We can figure it out later.
It says it has a plus 1 AC over standard leather, so there's that. The dex is a plus 1, so that's 4, and we're adding that to what? There's a 10, you say?
Yeah, 10 is the base number. So
10 is the base AC. So I guess that would put it at 14, right?
In that case, you are unfortunately hit.
Okay.
You take 2 points of damage as your armor almost saves you and then gives slightly. The nice thing is that it stopped the chomp from sinking into your skin in any way, but there was still some crushing force.
Okay.
So it was uncomfortable, but you don't have nice ragged wounds from serrated mandibles.
Neat.
So, you know, I'd call it a win.
Yeah, that's a win.
Sorry, that was minus 2 HP?
That was minus 2 HP.
All right.
So an ant goes after Aramith, who attempts to fight it off only to get flanked by the next ant coming out of that tunnel. And then another one appears out of the tunnel close to original recipe Vons, but does not get to him. Green spends her turn charging forward off the bridge on the back of Percy, the fine riding beetle. But that takes her turn. Cool Vons. There's an ant to the left of you. There's an ant in front of you.
Uh-huh. Then there's a bunch of folks backing me up.
Yeah.
Continuing to look over Cool Vons' options for weaponry here. He's really designed for stealth, and this ain't stealth.
You could try to cheese the back attack. I don't know if that's going after Jesse.
Well, what matters is he looks cool as hell right now.
Oh, of course. Scarf is flowing in the wind.
Yeah.
No, original recipe Bond is covered in.
Oh, and that's right. And that's he's like waking up, realizing he's covered in snack and loving it.
But right now we are on Cool Vons.
Cool Vons is just like, you know, he's got like a scarf going and he's looking very, I don't know, like he went from the burner corner to like the art kids wearing way more black. I wouldn't quite say goth. Yeah, goths don't wear masks. Well, they might. They probably wear masks. Post-COVID goths. Something tells me this multi-tool and his little pocket knife. These things are not going to save him.
You should probably stick to your sword or one of your daggers.
Yeah, his sword is really the only option right now. And we don't have stealth to help us. Well, he's got that stiletto blade. But it's like, well, I guess we could try to use the stiletto blade to get between the layers of carapace.
You can give that a shot.
But it's only like, its damage is 1d4 plus 1.
It is mostly meant for sneak attacking.
Yeah, or back attacking. Like, maybe if I got on top of one of these ants, that would work.
Do you want to try doing that?
And then it adds an additional d6. That could be his strongest attack.
Okay. You want to try crawling up on the back of an ant? Or kind of flipping up there so you can stab it real quick? That'll be the next check.
I think we're going to try that. We're going to get all artsy with it. I'm glad I walked through this, guys. Sorry about the long walk, but hey, we're mounting an ant now, so.
We got to a cool place.
Did you make a mountain out of an anthill?
Well, he's at least like a playground toy, right? Those jungle gyms. All right. I think I just rolled a d20. Did that appear?
There it is.
Okay.
A four.
Got a four on a d20, and this is a dex check. So that would be adding 9 and 1, 10, 14. Does 14 get me on top of an ant?
On a prime?
Yeah.
Yes, actually. That was exactly the number you needed. You scramble on top
of
this ant.
Ninja style, too. That, I don't know. Maybe some of his outfit helped him. I'm not sure.
Is there a gratuitous amount of flip involved in this jump? full backflip, twisting.
I'm not sure when he
Are you going Legolas?
Well, he didn't even go to gym class, but sure, we're just gonna...
You've had some time, and Aramith is a very good teacher. All right. Now roll your attack roll to try to shank this ant.
So the attack roll is... Is that like a standard plus 2 base to hit for this?
Yeah, you'll be using your standard attack. This lets you justify getting a back attack, essentially.
I see. Okay. That's a 20 plus, a d20 plus 2.
Yeah. Plus 0 because of strength. Or minus 1. Whatever. D20.
There it is. What is it? Why is it saying 2 GM? I keep trying to fix this and it's, because I flipped the GM roll thing accidentally. Jesus.
You just want to send me.
So
dice messages. It's only I can know the numbers for sure.
10. So that's a 10 plus 2 is 12.
All right. Your plan was solid, but you get a little dizzy after doing such a nice leap onto it. And you realize you've never stabbed a giant ant before. You're not quite sure where the cracks in its armor might be. So you give it a shot, but you find out that there was just another chitin plate under those two moving other chitin plates and are not able to get in a good stab this round. However, because it is funny, you are still on top of the ant.
Yeah, that's fair. Makes sense.
Original recipe Vons.
Seems like something fun he'd do. Yeah, what's up?
Welcome back to consciousness.
Ooh, and I'm covered in snack.
You're covered in snack. There is a large ant that appears to be considering whether it wants to go towards you or the person with the giant flaming weapon, so you can intuit which one it might choose out of those two options.
I am a person with a giant weapon.
A giant orb
weapon.
Is trundling away from you at speed.
Well, damn it. I was going to experiment on that orb.
You can still catch it. It's not too far away.
Might be better just to let it run away. That thing knocked me out last time. Not inhaling that shit again.
But now you must be immune, right? That's how inhaled toxins work.
No, it takes like 20 times to get immune. Even I know that.
All right. So what you up to?
So there's an ant, and the ball's gone now. He saw the ants coming in the first place, though, right?
Yeah.
So he's got some amount of orientation here.
Yeah. You know, ants come out of the tunnel.
So the ant's not a huge surprise.
And there's more of them than there were before you went unconscious, but you know.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Who decided to do that? All right, let's...
Someone betrayed you while you were unconscious and decided to allow more ants in.
God damn it.
Maybe the ants work for BRTLs. We just don't know.
Well, how about we pull this... Well, okay. Are we in sprayer range? How far to sprayer range?
You are in sprayer range.
Okay. It's like,
if you're not in it right now, technically based on the map, you could take one step forward and be in sprayer range. So you're in sprayer range.
Okay. Let's call that sprayer range. Let's, okay, the one last concern I have. When I spray with, say, Burning Hands, what is the cone of effect, we'll call it?
I can't remember exactly, but if you're worrying about hitting anyone else, you're at such an angle, and there's a nice blank wall next to this ant, so you can just veer it over to the right and have the ant get caught in like the left half of the cone, and the only thing you'll hit beyond it will be wall and into the tunnel.
And that sounds great, because presumably there's more ant down there.
Presumably.
So yeah, we're going to do some of that noise.
Okay, roll your damage, because it is a cone attack, and there's nothing particularly tricky about this one. And the ant will make a dexterity check if you try to save against some of that damage.
Okay, rolling for damage. Damage on its flaming hands, or burning hands, or something
burning
like
hands,
that, right?
Yeah. So it's a 1d2 plus 1 per level. So you're rolling 10d2 plus 10.
10d2 plus 10. Where's the fucking d2 thing?
You can type slash roll space 10d2 plus 10.
Ah, okay. Let's see if I get that right on the first try.
I wonder how much of it we cut last.
10. Wait. It has to be slash.
Slash roll space and then 2 or 10d2 plus 10.
All right, everybody hear me do that?
Mm-hmm. We're bracing ourselves. Got it in one.
Yeah!
All right, so your flaming hands pours forth. Vons, what does it look like when you basically incinerate this giant ant?
So, yeah, the ant just kind of gets real hot and lays down and then, like, curls itself up into, like, it's like roasting deliciously. It's just going to, like, hang out there and become tastier. And the whole room smells with a delicious roasting ant. And everybody gets hungry.
I don't agree.
I'm going to say, everyone else, how do you feel about this aroma?
It gives me an idea.
Ooh.
Jesse is grossed out because it does not smell only like meat. It also smells like a little bit like burning shit.
Yeah. Burning digestive tract is never.
No.
And pleasant. I have made an executive decision that Weldroa cannot smell anything.
I guess I'll allow it.
Yep.
Oh, Kelly, you're just getting more and more method every day.
Dedication to the craft.
You know, you've said that now, and then there will be a smelling-based puzzle later, so watch out.
That only Weldroa can solve. All right, Vons, did you want to scoot around at all, or are you good just using a flamethrower?
He's going to stay out, like, in front of the entrance, more or less pointed at it, with the intent of shooting anything else that comes back out of there.
Okay.
So he's just, like, doing the, I got this one, guys. And yeah. If he's got the wherewithal or time to do it, he'd love to load another one of those Burning Hands vials or jars.
Let's just say you had another one loaded already, because you have the triple barrel.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like adjudicating the loading rules right now.
He's doing the, I mean, all right, Homer, we'll miss you, but we're having a lot of fun here. You sure you want to leave?
So, original recipe Vons.
That guy's name.
Original recipe Vons, you are joined by Shield and Alara and Squirrello. Squirrello leans in and takes a sniff and says, I think you overcooked it, but it still smells very good.
We don't have, like, a broil setting on this.
Perhaps a future improvement. Clearly starts pondering how exactly you would do that. All right, new round. Also, all of you notice besides the roasting scent of ants, you also notice a different smell emitting from some of the dead ants that is much more acrid and unpleasant. Not dangerous, just is bad smell.
Wait, from the other ants?
From the ants that have died.
Oh. Just dead smell.
Weldroa / Odysseus got 9.
Jesse has a 7.
All right. Grixen.
Grix got a 7 and Steamboat got a 1.
Okay. OG Vaughn's got a 4, and Cool Vaughn's got a 6.
All right. Well, Drawer, you're up.
Oh, dear. Okay. This ant right here, I'm gonna shoot with my magic missiles.
Okay. So you go to back of Aramith and Harper and all that. And
yep.
Shoot some magic missiles.
Okay. So that's 1, 2. That's 4 plus 2 is 6. Wow.
All right. I think that's the newest one that went in. So you shoot it. It gets staggered about, but it is still up. Odysseus decides to contribute.
That would be great.
Because why would he not? And actually misses this time, I think.
Oh, no!
He rolled incredibly badly. So between a magic missile going off somewhere very close to his torso and trying to not hit Aramith with a flaming weapon and being next to a wall, just things don't quite work out for that size of a weapon, and he doesn't get a good swing in. It's a real bummer. All right. Apparently I can stack tokens on top of each other. You just can't see both of them at once.
Aw.
Alara goes up, and the steel language from a different game goes pop, pop, punches and or kicks.
Sorry, what game?
Legally Distinct from Beauregard Lionette.
There you go.
I just went straight to Community.
Is that exactly how our damage rolls work? I don't remember. And I would like to keep the game moving, so. And finishes crunching the ant that Wealthy just softened up.
Yeah!
So that ant gets crushed between a flurry of blows. Shield will join Vaughn's and Skrulla will also join Vaughn's in covering the entrance in case something else comes through of that rightmost bridge. Jesse, you're up. There is an ant in front of you that tried to attack you and failed.
I'm going to slash at it with Dad, Is That You?
All right.
I rolled another 19.
That hits again, surprisingly enough. The ants have not yet achieved the next tier on their technology tree. Their armor is not improved.
Well, something went wrong because that's I rolled a 1 on my damage dice. So that's only 4.
The ant looks at you judgmentally.
Yeah, man, whatever.
Apparently it believes in strong offense and no defense. Or rather, yeah, I don't know. Words. Listen, it's been a long day. The ant has had a long day. This is all method on my part. I'm great. Thank you. I've never gotten anything wrong in my entire life. Grix, you're up.
Yeah. Are any of the ants behaving differently from the two smells, either the cooking ants or the dying ants, dead ants?
Well, roll a wisdom check to read into the thoughts of ants.
Because I know insects are very, pheromone type stuff based. Ooh, that's pretty good. 25.
They seem tentative, and more importantly, with your dark vision and your hearing, you see that some ants that were coming down the tunnel have apparently changed their minds. And they're okay. Starting to retreat back up. So you think between the various smells, maybe they've decided that you guys are not worth that as a meal, would be your best guess.
Okay. I'm going to cast Major Image.
Okay.
And I am going to... This is... Okay, fine. Oh, well, actually, that's not too bad. Okay. I should have enough area of effect to do a loose cloud around the 3 remaining ants.
Okay.
And project extra... just like the strongest amount of dying ant smell possible in that area. Sorry, Cool Vaughns. Sorry, maybe Jesse.
I mean, Jesse's fine.
Yeah, it probably does gross.
It's only gonna last for a second. Mm-hmm.
You cast that. And
of course, I don't tell you that I'm doing this, so it suddenly
stinks.
Yeah,
it's this horrible smell. But the ants, upon smelling this vast wash of alarm terror scent, don't even wait to start running and just start running unless you guys want to stop them.
No, I'm good. No, let him go.
No, I'm good.
I don't need to get ant revenge.
Something tells me just more ants keep coming that way. That's, yeah.
Yeah. So the ants
start coming and they don't stop coming.
So the ants have fled and no more emerge from the tunnels.
All right.
Back fight appears to have taken care of those that were in their direction. And they are able to come join you on your side of the ravine. Also, the orb has run away, unless anyone decided they really wanted to have it.
Why are we? No.
No. I don't know.
No, like
have you met
ingredients?
Player characters?
Maybe. Definitely useful as ingredients, but
we got two dead ones.
Good.
No,
good.
We have one dead one. The other one fell off the cliff.
Yeah,
we
probably don't want to have off a cliff.
So. Probably don't want to carry that many, but
I mean, they are big. They're real big. So
and they're covered by the migratory Orvac, so you can't just take them anyway.
Well, this is how you get ants.
Please, that has to be the name of the episode.
Almost assuredly.
This is how you get ants.
I'll add it. I got it.
Thank you. All right. So you guys have successfully driven off the ants, and as you regroup, no more appear, and you know, someone going down a bit the tunnel at some point does hear the sound of skittering, but in the other direction. So you appear to have frightened them off for now, and can probably proceed forward without too much difficulty.
All right, everybody, let's like chow down for a minute here. You know, we can get moving anytime later.
Don't eat that man. Bad idea.
What? Why? No, it's ant. So much ant.
People eat ants.
Yeah. There's like
makes me glad I don't eat anymore.
Vons just goes over to the overturned crispy one and rips off a tasty stick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grix will join.
Yeah.
Vons, make an intelligence check as an alchemist.
Okay.
Grix doesn't have that.
Nope.
Let's see. There. Pew.
That's the sound alchemists make when thinking.
That's an intelligence check. Let's see. 22.
All right. You, as you're going to rip off a chunk, you note that these things do have a nasty looking stinger and avoid, you know, breaking off anything that might be attached to that stinger. Also, I assume you're going to harvest ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
Give yourself 2 whole points of ingredients.
Whee!
But please note, you got basically an acid sack thing. So if you can describe using it to make something acidic, it can count as 4 points instead of 2.
Okay. Nice.
So you got some ingredients. You got your group. Some of you have a snack. Others of you paid attention to your food safety classes. I do not have a snack.
It's cooked to the appropriate temperature for ant.
I think Jesse is just very used to only, like, mostly fighting things that you do not want to eat. Mm. And that's her basically only association.
Won't eat what you kill. Won't take the magic items off you kill. Wow, what's even the point?
I don't want to die, man.
Kelly, do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Roll a d20 and just tell me what you get.
Okay, just a second. And that is a 10.
I was trying to decide if Odysseus's practical side is outweighing his should I really eat a strange animal side. And it won. So he does not go after a sample of ant out of curiosity.
More ant. All right.
Yeah.
I think I suspect that especially those of us who have more of a animalic constitution, well, it's like normal. It's fine.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that reminds me. Squirrel is going to grab a leg.
Jesse's an orc. Like, Jesse's half orc. I feel like it's not because she has a bad constitution. I think she just...
I think it's because Aaron has a bad constitution.
I think it's because Aaron has a bad constitution. And you know what?
I can't help but project a little bit.
That's okay.
Jesse might be a little spoiled on having like a nice kitchen with tasty foods in it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And kindness cooks well.
Actually,
oh yeah.
Actually, Hank does. I'm sorry.
I think it's Hank. Yeah.
Yeah. Just
Hank is much more of a house husband.
Spoiled by that Hank. Good cooking.
Yeah, it brings a lot of happiness to the household.
You did get the right name, though.
Mm-hmm. I did get the right name.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're progressing.
Thank you.
My joke was about all the other times.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. So you guys, I assume, want to continue pressing forward?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Does anybody need heals or anything like that before we move?
Ooh, good question.
No. I'm good.
We didn't really get hurt, just harassed.
Uh-huh. Somewhere you hear God scribbling down balance notes for next time.
I think Vaughn's is probably going to pop a healing potion anyway. I don't know if the -6 damage from before is from this campaign or not, but he's down to 36 off of 50, and that's a little lower than he'd like to be.
How much damage did you take this fight?
3 and then 5.
Okay. So, because I'm kind of benevolent, you know what kind of wounds these were?
Mm-hmm.
They were natural wounds. They came from animals.
Yep. 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 That's why we got those cure natural wounds potions now. They're cheaper.
I'm also doing this to prevent a we're all out of cure light wounds and someone is dying later.
Thank you. Dramatically
satisfying as that would be, I think it would also be very frustrating. So,
I don't think that would be dramatically satisfying at all, Ian. I think that would be dramatically unsatisfying.
Dramatically interesting? I don't know.
Dramatically interesting. That's our next podcast right there.
We play the drama system. Each session takes 10 years. I'm sure the drama system is fine. I've never actually played it.
That seems fine.
I don't know what that system even is.
It's very abstract.
Mm-hmm.
And structures scenes in interesting ways. But all right. So, Vons, you patch yourself up a bit. The rest of you all gather up. I assume you're all going to stay in the same tunnel, and you start pressing on through the ant tunnels and down towards the core and parts unknown in between you and the core. And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Woo!
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Sorry, I have this vision of Adam being down like 3 inches from his keyboard, and Aaron going, "Please, Adam!" And then he just goes up like this. You guys can't see me, but it's like hilarious,
like a meerkat.
I should show you what my desktop looks like sometime.
We bring you only the finest visual gags on this podcast.
Well, the visual gag would be how zoomed in the my zooming monitor is.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Okay. Yeah. We just want your voice to be heard, Adam.
Yeah, sometimes I have to look around my microphone just, and it's actually got like a really small gain bubble on it. So,
yeah,
yeah, it's great for podcasting, I guess.
Apparently, when our upstairs neighbors run their laundry, it makes a lot of noise in my room.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't hear
it. I've been muting
a
lot. Well, I've been muting most of this.
Oh, okay.
Just a heads up.
Did we miss you saying something awesome?
No, I'm just...
Yeah.
Since we're talking about noise and sound issues and stuff.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd chime in that mine's going to be not awesome this episode. That's okay. Shouldn't be terrible. I have been judicious.
Mm. Well, if anyone is interested, I still can't feel half of my lips, and that makes it very difficult to not spill when I drink.
That
I
is hilarious.
See how that would happen, yeah.